joining us for another episode of Dr. O at the Dark with the one and only me, Dr. O, as your host. And tonight I am joined by the one and only, who I love to call Miss Michelle. She may like to just be called Michelle. I don't know. You know, what's from Southerners, you know, we got to put a Miss and Mrs. in front of it. But some people be like, don't be calling me ma'am. Don't be making me feel old. Like, we the same age and stuff. So, Miss Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
If you can't tell by the uniform and it already on the chest.
That's right. Professional.
Professional. Licensed.
That's right.
Massage therapist. We gonna get it. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I be having to have the guests on here so I can get a benefit. I can't wait to get into this. I was hoping she would have brought her table. Mm-hmm. She didn't. But little do she know, because we do Reiki here. I got the massage table right over in the other room.
No excuses.
So, Dr. O after dark, going in. Well, that don't even sound right, like ending with a happy massage.
No.
Anyway.
No happiness. Except when you pay and leave. That's the happiness.
Oh. So they can pay.
I'm happy.
They can pay.
Pay and leave.
And
that's the ending.
And goodbye. You'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
And you'll be happy, not him.
Yeah. They're going to be happy, too. They're going to be just like a little floating butterfly when they leave. All that stress is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
You give a happy ending, and they'll be floating like a butterfly.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
That's what Miss Michelle said. So, for all of you, let's go ahead and throw your social media out there, because I know there's some who's very interested in that happy ending.
Oh, wow.
And float like a butterfly. Y'all know we're here for the glorious shenanigans. She's like, no, you did not go there. I don't even know how to respond.
That's all right. My social media is www.mytherapybymichellellc.com. And my Instagram page is my_Michelle_ Ooh, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Right here on the
you
live.
You gotta take that out. Right here on the live. All right, so my Instagram is www.my_therapy_by_Michelle.
My therapy by Michelle. With the underscore between each of the words.
Thank you, doctor.
My_therapy_by_Michelle.
Correct.
_.
Yes.
Don't be spelling Mitchell.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Thank you.
That's two L's.
So we know, in addition to being a massage therapist, you are also an Army veteran.
Yes,
of
ma'am.
7 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Hoorah, battle buddy. Y'all
hoorah.
Know. Y'all know Dr. Yeah. O was down with the Navy.
All right, hoorah.
All right, hoorah, battle buddy. We gonna get in with the best. Always support our best.
That's right. That's right.
So, let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into it. So you've been in massage therapy, I think, for 10 years.
10 years, yes, ma'am.
So how was that? What made you transition from the military to massage therapy?
Well, actually, I transitioned to corporate America. So I was with Blue Cross Blue Shield for 13 years prior to getting into massage therapy. So I've done a lot of customer service in between transitioning from the military, which we know sometimes that's hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as going into massage therapy, one of my friends was chronically ill and she started getting massages and giving them to me to experience. Mm-hmm. And once I got the experience and also saw that she was healed through it, that's when I became intrigued by it.
So if you respecting your friend's privacy, do you mind sharing a little bit about maybe what her chronic illness is? Because I want to segue into all of the things that massage therapy heals, and most of us, we don't connect it to that. Mm-hmm. I know we connect it to going to the spa and the relaxation and, oh my God, the serene of having a good massage, but not really looking at it and knowing and understanding it as another entity of medical practice, and it has very much so healing, you know, elements of it that it is actually needed. It should be more so, just like as we have our primary care.
Yes.
And we're normalizing and we go to get our yearly physical. We're normalizing, trying to normalize, working toward normalizing mental health just as much as medical and physical health.
Yes.
And I think in the same sense, massages can help with that, because it not only helps with your physical,
it helps with the mental.
Baby, you ever felt a good massage?
Yes.
How much better
I'm
you
telling
feel?
You're releasing all kind of serotonin, dopamine, everything. So yeah, you're exactly right. But my friend had fibromyalgia, which a lot of people do, they actually have fibromyalgia, or think they do.
Yeah, we had Dr. Lipman on our episode talking about fibroids, especially how they impact us in the Black community and how the medical field is not responding
right.
to that. So y'all make sure you guys check out Dr. Lipman, like and follow him and find out more. And how does massage, because I, even with Dr. Lipman talking about it, history has told us we go to the doctors, all they recommend is a hysterectomy. Hysterectomy, that's the only thing you can really get to get healed, to stop these fibroids, et cetera, et cetera. So how does massage therapy help with fibroids?
With, I want to say fibromyalgia. Yes, fibromyalgia. So that's more type of inflammation type. I want to say, let's back up a little bit and say that a lot of the illness that we have comes from stress. Stress that has been embodied in us. We hold stress in our shoulders, we hold stress in our hips, and it could be from past trauma or childhood situations that we have not let go yet. Unforgiveness, things of that nature. So massage is good in the respect that touch. For example, you can take an infant who has been touched in the early years and one that has not, and see the different responses in the infants. The one that has been touched is going to be a little bit more communicative than the one that has not been touched.
Absolutely.
And touch is healing. So when we're touching people, like if I touch you, you're going to feel something, whether it's good or bad. So touch in itself is just healing. Hugs, we're supposed to get 8 hugs a day. I know, right? I don't even know if I know eight people.
Like, so 8 different people?
I guess, girl. I don't know. It's 8 hugs. Maybe we can stick with one.
Can I
get oh, yeah, some self-love. Yes, can we just hug ourselves?
I'm
agree.
My daughter.
Yeah.
My husband.
Okay. That's
outside
it. Don't get 4 of them.
I might get a little lick from my dog. You know,
I think licks count.
Yeah, I'm counting that.
Right.
That's more like 3.
Yeah, you know.
Y'all will be seeing how these people be out here with the signs, maybe like free hugs. Y'all will see me out there like.
Right. There go Dr. O with that hug, that hug sign. Yes.
Come on, Dr. O. Yeah. So when y'all see me out in these streets, come up to me and show me some love.
Yeah.
A hug.
Yeah.
Just a hug.
Yeah. That's it.
Are we clear?
Right.
Because I know some of y'all get the touchies and the feelies.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my.
You know, y'all got to drop. I know y'all get tempted, but we gonna keep it
right.
With just the parameters. Nice little, the side
that's
hug,
right.
The church hug.
That's right.
Give me a little bit, Pat. That'll
that's
make me
right.
Release some endorphins, make it feel a little bit better.
That's it.
But no, that goes into when we think of even like attachment theory.
Yes.
You know, what type of attachment do you have with your parent growing up?
That's right.
Secure, avoidant, was it because your parent nurtured you and held you close,
that's
or breastfed you? Breastfed you?
That's right. Yes.
All of these things that I even think about. One of my, you know, so as a trauma therapist, one of my most prolific therapies that I hear a lot of people, you know, expressing about is called EFT tapping. So when we think about things like, even when I'm working with clients on whatever type of therapy, and we're talking about stress reduction, we talk about like acupressure.
Or vibration.
And that goes into music therapy and healing, somatic. So when we're talking about somatic therapy, feeling it in your body. One of the things when we talk about acupressure, one of the things I teach a lot of my clients with the stress reduction. I'm sure if you're familiar, if you take your hand here and you pinch in between, this is an acupressure point, and you rub that in a circle on either hand. This is one of my favorite because, look, I can be talking to you.
Or what about and that one? Like this. Isn't this one like this too, right?
It is. And if you're massaging it, so when you're here and I'm talking to you, you just don't even recognize how frustrated, you know, the butterfly, you know, when we're putting pressure, you know, here and these different things, it helps to soothe, reduce stress, and to relax us. And what I also like that you talked about, it's how we hold the stress in our body, and stress is just trauma. That is one of my foundational definitions in explaining trauma, because we've all experienced stress. Some form or some level of stress. How would you say that? We all experience stress, and not realizing that trauma is just stress. That's all trauma is. And we've all experienced stress before. So trauma is stress that basically has gone unaddressed, or you don't have the appropriate coping skills to be able to manage and cope with that stress. In self-care, whether it's massages and looking at that as self-care, or as a medical and healing factor. I need it more than just as self-care. I need it as mental and physical healing. We either, I think, when I think of massage, either associated with, you know, like the self-care and the massage and the good, or like with physical therapy. And needing the massage, or and then the BBLs. I mean, come on, we can't get past the surgeries.
The lymphatic massages for the BBLs, that's right. For healing, because of the swelling.
Exactly.
That's true.
So, but I think, I don't think, as you mentioned, we do not give as much attention to how much it is needed and not just a luxury of what's wanted.
I agree. Now, I had a lot of people when it came to coming out of COVID. Let's talk about that a little bit, because people were isolated, right? And so I had people 2021, beginning middle of 2021, just calling because either they had lost a significant loved one, spouse, whoever, and they would say, is it okay if I just come in because I need to be touched? And I say, it's totally fine, because touch is healing. They needed that affirmation, that confirmation of someone loving them, someone just making them feel comfortable and getting their mood boosted. You know, going through a hard time with someone that you may have been with 20, 30 years, and now all of a sudden they're not there to get that same type of, you want to say, communication, touch, whatever you want to call it, but not getting that same feel. And then coming in and having someone else maybe figure out, okay, what's a good point to make you feel like you're comforted and wanted, and improving circulation and your mobility at the same time.
Because they even have like retreats and things like that, to where it's like coupled or just retreats, where we're just hugging retreats. Or you're sitting across from a stranger and you're just touching them. Because that's what a part of the human experience and a part of what we need is that touch and comfort. And that goes back to even, like I said, like the EFT tapping. When tapping on different points and things like that within the body, how that releases and heals trauma. And that has been some of the most prolific, that people will come and be like, you know, I'll introduce them, oh, let's try doing this other technique. And they're like, no, if I can't come in office and do the tapping, and having you. At first, I was like, oh, you want me to, that's kind of, I don't know if I need to cancel with you because you're talking about you just want me to touch on you and things like that. For some of them, it came off as a little bit.
Okay. But I get you. Yeah.
You know, but when you're able to get bypassed that in real life, and they're able to get bypassed that because a lot, you know, it still is that.
Right.
But really get into, no, I'm really releasing something and getting the healing behind it is what makes the, you know, the full and total impact.
Yes. Let's talk about the Black community and the lack of knowledge, or maybe not the lack of knowledge, but lack of awareness of taking care of ourselves and not overworking ourselves, making or normalizing going to do something, even take a nap, even go for a walk, go sit at a restaurant, read a book, and not normalize just constantly working ourselves in the ground. Let's normalize just doing self-care.
Now, I would say, I would take it maybe a step further.
Okay.
Because I don't necessarily know if it's just within the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think that it is more so. We see it more, and we'll get into that. Mm-hmm. We see it maybe more so in the Black community.
Me too, all day.
All day.
All day, every day.
Shout out to Cardi. We got to see you on the duck. Okay. All right, you right here in Atlanta. Okay. Y'all like how I said it. Y'all like how I wrote the tongue. But seriously. So let's get into that. Like, seriously, so I wouldn't necessarily say it's even a Black problem, per se. I look at it and I see it maybe more so of being more quantified instead of by race or ethnicity, but by age or generation. I see it has been impacted more by the Black community because of what we've experienced through segregation, through slavery, through this hierarchy of what we're always trying to live up to, what we, we have to go to college to achieve and to do this and do that and to be.
Yeah.
And that has not always been afforded to us or taken away from us. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a Black American issue. However, what I would say as a woman in my 40s,
All right, girl, work it.
Did I say 40s?
Focus, okay.
She act like I got ADHD. I'm just saying. I got a lot of stuff, but
I'm saying over 50 over here. Don't play with it now.
But you just told me. With a son or a child who is in their 20s, now you hear that from me. I mean, I'm only 24. No way, I have a son that's 24. But the mindset of the generations is much so different.
That's true.
Even when it's like we can make money off of the internet and being influencers. Now, I will say that is also a mindset set shift. Because when we look about the whole Dr. O platform, the podcast of this, I have to get into a little bit of that social media influencer. And I'm like, this shit is not for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend 8 hours in corporate America, 8 hours, 10 hours working with my clients, than 8 hours trying to practice a dance and editing some video for content. It may make me a lot of money, but a lot of people think, and even in our generations, we see the end product.
That's true.
Of that 30-second video and not realizing
the work
that it took 8-10 hours to make a freaking 30-second video.
Yeah.
So the hard work, what we look at in our generation as maybe easy or as different, because they're finding different ways. You know, not going to college, you're not doing this, you're not doing those different things, they find those different avenues as it being them being lazy or easy or whatever. No, it is just as much hard work. it's a different platform.
That's true.
But it is taken still in that creativity. So that's I think the mindset of our generation who come from, no, we have to find success or achieve success or achieve mental health or achieve medical health or this or that in this specific way. The newer generation is saying, I ain't doing it that way.
Right.
And they found different ways.
Yeah.
And it's not in that aspect. It's not based on race, because whether I'm with my white colleagues, my black colleagues, my Asian colleagues, Hispanic colleagues, whomever, we're all kind of in the same way. We want our kids to, we worked hard for our kids to go to college, that's HBCU, Harvard, wherever, and get a good education and become successful in whatever they do. And they're coming back and saying, I say, what now?
We ain't doing that.
I'm not doing that. I can save those years, those 4 years, those 8 years I spent in college.
That's
I can spend that towards doing TikToks 8 hours a day and become a millionaire, which is more than what you have and what you are coming out and graduating from college. You got $1 million in student loans. That Biden still ain't paid off.
Right. Right. You're right. Yes. Totally agree. Yes, ma'am.
Now, we know the disparity and who that affects more, because a lot of us don't have the privilege and the trust funds and the things that others do. So it does, you know, tip the scales.
That's true.
A lot more. But I think it, we should see it across the platform more so in generational.
I agree. I agree. Yes, ma'am. I agree. Let's talk about breast cancer and breast cancer survivors and the importance of getting lymphatic massages.
Yeah. So now, again, lymphatic massages, I'm used to hearing as a requirement after a BBL or a tummy tuck or, a breast implant, but needing it, like, for something as after as being a survivor.
Yes.
Or a conqueror.
Yes. If they have had lymph nodes removed or not, it's still a good form of massage to release the swelling in the lymph nodes.
Wow, okay.
And I have had situations where people have come in and they've had breast cancer and they may have had lymph nodes removed or not, and they can't lift their arms because of the lymph being stagnant, stuck, whatever you want to call it. Now we have 6 points, and the points start here in front of the collarbone, behind the collarbone, armpits, here in your groin area, and behind your knees. And I also recommend lymphatic massages or more if you work from home. Because when you work from home, what do? You sit a lot.
And that is a lot more people post that COVID.
Yes, that are just sitting. And sometimes they're not getting up. They're at the desk 8, 12 hours.
So let me ask you this. What does that do to you? Because my husband, shout out to my baby, he has like what I consider or call as like restless leg syndrome. He consistently has like the pain in his legs. He consistently feeling like that numbness or the sleep of his, you know, of his legs. I bought him massagers that don't seem to work.
We have the elevated bed. Is that what you just said? That you brought him to me? Because I ain't get that.
Well, I mean,
okay, I'm listening.
Because he's a man.
I know.
I will say I can encourage him
to go.
But bringing him now, again, because my mindset is bringing him, we're getting couples massage. We're getting all the way by the I'm not thinking of bringing him for something with his legs, and that's why I'm asking you.
What
now.
Type of work does he do? Is he sitting at a desk pretty much?
He's an engineer. He's an IT.
So he's not getting up enough. So what's happening is that everything's pooling behind his knees, and that's why the circulation's not going down through his calves.
Like literally,
he needs to move a little bit more.
We can't even sleep because at night he has to sleep in the other room in order for me to be able to get,
Can we get him a stand-up desk? Does he have that?
He has had one before, and his new office, like post-COVID, like at home in a home office, we did not have one. Okay. And now that he's transitioning to back into...
Can you recommend that for him?
Yeah, now he does have another office space that he's like, you know, he's going to get a stand-up desk. Because he does recognize, and he tries to go, you know, he goes out on walks, he stretches. Okay. And does, you know, those types of things. But even going to his PCP, they've never said, oh, yeah, y'all see this eyebrow raise? Black, the eyebrow to raise? Shout out to all the primary care providers out there. Even those, more importantly, those who recommend other providers like massage therapists, who may be out of your scope of practice. Because in going into this, is that even when going to his PCP, they run tests, they do things, they've never been like, hey, maybe you should get a massage therapist.
Well, can I just interject something here? And just recently I had one of my forever clients, she's been with me 5 or 6 years. She had a TIA, which is a mini stroke.
Thank you for telling us what a TIA is, because I don't know why.
That's okay.
My mind went to, what is it called for? A yeast infection, YTI or something?
What?
UTI. You said TIA, I thought of UTI. I'm like, oh, we're getting massages for urinary tract infections?
Oh my.
A TIA.
How much was in that one? Anyway. Anyway, back to the subject.
So she had a TIA.
She had a TIA, a small little mini stroke. She was actually out at Red Lobster with some family members. Red Lobster, she started slurring her words, thinking that she sounded normal, and did not, of course. And they got her to the hospital. You can't even tell, you know. However, the doctor said... she said, well, I'm going to my lady and get a massage. She's been with me for 5 years. And they tell me if there is anything going on with them. And he was like, oh, be careful with that. Now tell me, why would he say be careful with that when massage is good for circulation and for things like that? Now, she's not on blood thinners. Okay. That would be a contraindication where a massage would be a little bit lighter because she's had a stroke, and blood thinners, it, of course, thins the blood, you bruise easier, things of that nature. She's not on blood thinners. She has been released. She's fine. But the doctor said, be careful with that. Why wouldn't that be okay? We're asking the PCPs out there, why would that not be okay?
So that is a question. And any PCP that want to come out here and be on the Dr. O platform and speak to that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that does raise a question.
Yes.
Even now, and I don't know, but I know, like, when I was pregnant, I always told not to get massages.
Well,
because that induced labor. Yeah. I mean, you want that baby to hurry up. You better go to get a pedicure, get a nice calf massage, because it will induce labor. I take it that's not true.
I have a pregnancy pillow where my moms can come and they can actually put their bellies in the pillow and lay on their stomachs while they are getting massaged. Now, if they're a little bit smaller, it varies with body size and belly size, because some of my ladies are a little bit smaller and maybe it won't fit as comfortable on their belly.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I have 80% of my women lay on the pillow that the belly is out and they have a place for their breast as well.
Mm.
So they are on there for an full hour.
Wow.
They are on their stomachs for a pregnancy massage. I also offer postpartum massages, which includes the lymphatic system, especially if you have a cesarean.
Ooh.
You might have a little bit of swelling here, your ankles, things of that nature. And massage is good for postpartum. Why? Because sometimes we get a little depressed, all those hormones, it changes our mind. Yes.
And that is why massages are associated so much so with self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it not only heals the physical, but it heals the mental.
Yes.
The spiritual. Every aspect.
Relieves anxiety, improves circulation.
And that's good, because as we're breaking these barriers with mental health, and a lot of people are thinking is the only avenue to healing therapy or medication.
Mm-hmm.
And although I'm a huge advocate, as you guys know, I'm a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
For mental health, But in cooperation with other avenues and other aspects of health, how are you going to get your healing? Mm-hmm. It may be by visiting Miss Michelle. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, where can they catch you at?
They can catch me 295 South Culver Street, downtown Lawrenceville, Georgia. Or you can, on my website, www.mytherapybymichellellc.com. Or you can reach me by text or voice message, 678-615-9799.
You see it all here or on IG at my_therapy_by_Michelle. Thank you so much, Miss Michelle.
Thanks for having
for joining us on today. And we're going to close it out.
Oh, we're going to do this?
Go ahead. Let me go ahead and just turn this way.
Oh, she want me to rub on y'all. Oh, Jesus.
Look, this ain't even, oh my God.
Yeah.
This ain't even.
Don't start crying.
This ain't even the beginning. Look, I don't want to make people cry. You're not about to get me up here boo-hooing, but listen.
That's what you
say. Thank y'all for joining us on another episode of Dr. O. See, I got my, I finally got my radio. She got me. Oh my God.